flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was going through my phone and reading text messages when I saw one come across from my friend, Washington County Commissioner Carla Bingham. And she said, have you read the Star Tribune story? Have you seen the news? And I had not. I had been driving. I jumped out to go to lunch with my friends from the St. Paul Saints. Downtown St. Paul, we were laughing and talking. And when I got in my car, I went to look and make sure that I hadn't missed anything and saw that note. And I said, what is going on? And she said, it's Carrie. She's stepping down. The cancer is back. And so, I clicked on the Star Tribune story and saw the headline, Senate Majority Leader Carrie Dietzick will step down from leadership after cancer returns. Then I went to the WCCO radio website and it was news of the day yesterday, and it was news to me, and it rocked me. It rocked my faith because I know what I pray for. I pray for God to heal my friend and for 100% healing and a miracle. And so to see the headline and read the story, it hurt my feelings and it bruised my faith because I'm just used to God answering my prayers. I'm spoiled. I'm sorry. And so it touched me in a way that was a little bit different. And so I had to just regroup and pray harder and dig deep into my faith and believe for a healing and a miracle. More than thoughts and prayers, faith and miracles. So I'm going to take it up a notch because maybe I was at thoughts and prayers. So I'm believing for State Senator, Senate Majority Leader Carrie Dietzick for miracles. And so I'm so glad that Julie Blaha is here, Minnesota State Auditor. She is in the studio with me. And I know that you got the news as well. And I'm going to give you a moment to react to that.
Oh, it is always just frightening to hear news like that. You know, I think anybody who's ever dealt with cancer in any way, the word, you know, when you have something return, that's always your fear. But it's something to remember about Senator Dietzick, though, is while she was going through cancer treatment last year, she led one of the most amazing legislative sessions ever. They did more than they have done in decades, and she did it with humility and style and grace. And if she can do that while going for treatment, if anybody can beat this, I mean, Senator Dietzick is the one who can. So I'm glad she's taking time for herself so she can focus on her health. But I'll tell you, really, if anybody can do this, it's Senator Dietzick.
And baby, the way she kept everybody together. Mm-hmm. The way the legislation kept passing one thing after the next thing after the next thing to support families and the community and children. And I mean, and how folks came together, Republican and Democrat and independent, and people began to look at Minnesota from other parts of the country. And she is now one of the most respected politicians, not just in Minnesota, but throughout the country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And she is, and it's how she shares power, how she, treats people with such dignity. There's just this incredible balance, just the perfect leader. And so, that's a loss, you know, that she's going to be stepping down. But I'll tell you what, again, I'm praying for her too. And I think I never count her out. It's amazing what she can do.
I'm gonna tell you, because when y'all were standing on those steps at the Capitol signing that historic legislation, and she was standing back there, and you knew that she was going through her own battles and her own challenges, but she stood so tall and so proud and so firm as a leader in the Minnesota State Senate, that whether you are Republican or Democrat, whether you believe in what she's fighting for or not, the respect mm-hmm. of her commitment to the people. Because I'm going to tell you something, girl. I have a toenail that it might hang. I have a pimple that needs to be popped. I have a hair out of place. I'm not coming to work, okay? You let the car look like it might be on flat. If I need a little bit of extra gas, it's a wrap. I'm calling in. I'm an easy quitter. I really will give up, especially on a job. But, you know, in the midst of everything she was going through, girl, she stayed focused and committed and was one of the hardest working people on the hill.
Well, and in 1 year, I mean, just that last year, she's done more than most legislators will do in their whole career. And so, you know, even at this point, she already has this incredible legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're safer because of her. We're more free because of her. We've got better opportunities because of her. And I'll tell you, I hope she's extremely proud of that.
And you know what? I just need to tell you this. And I need you to relay this to your team and the governor. I don't think that y'all talk enough about what you have done to make it safe for families. What Carrie and everybody has done. The first time I met her, my son had a concern about his younger siblings who could not talk. Philando Castile had just died. He went to the Hill. He chatted with her. Andrew was 10 years old at the time. And the next thing we know, she's got autism officer training funding so the police officers can understand how to talk to people who have autism who may not be responding, you know, things that they can look for. And that was funded. She made sure that it wasn't just some handouts or some pamphlets. They had some money for real training. And so I was talking to somebody the other day and I said, you know, y'all just not bragging enough about the families who are moving to Minnesota because of the legislation that you passed last year. I bumped into a dad from DeRidder, Louisiana, who moved here. I bumped into a mother from New Mexico who moved here. A lady from Arizona DM'd me, and I just went to lunch with a woman who has 5 autistic children who just moved here from Atlanta, Georgia, all because they saw the stories on CNN or read them in USA Today or followed somebody on social media who were talking about the things that the legislators in Minnesota are doing for families. And I know y'all don't like to brag in Minnesota. I know you don't. I know you don't like to toot your own horn. But at some point, y'all have got to start talking about the way that you have made this state a haven for families, especially families in underserved communities, families who have vulnerable children who are on the spectrum or have other special needs. When I go to Texas, Julie, and I start talking about the things that my children have access to, state services, state resources in Minnesota, it's something they have never heard of and did not even know existed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll just play that clip because I have to say, you can't say it, you know, and that's the thing. It's not just, you know, we can talk about it, but we need everybody talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they hear it from someone like, you know, someone who could run for office and have to go for reelection. They wonder when they hear it from somebody and hear it from a neighbor. So yeah, tell your story. People need to know what, how this how this legislation is feeling on the ground. So yeah, talk it up. Everybody's got to talk to each other about that. And if we all have those conversations, then those kind of, that kind of progress can continue.
Okay. You can't go anywhere. We've got another segment. I want you to stick around because, after the break, we're going to switch it up a little bit. It's my birthday. So we're going to talk about birthday plans. And, I just need to say thank you. I'm so grateful for you because you are helping me put on something, that is near and dear to my heart. You are going to be there to not only participate, but to help small Black business owners in Minnesota find resources and services and gain that political, social, and financial capital they need to go from just surviving to thriving. More with State Auditor Julie Blaha when we come back. Hey, it is 12:48 and we are celebrating my birthday today. I turned 52 years old. Another trip around the sun. Nothing is hurting. Everything's working. I didn't have to be wheeled in here. I don't have a crutch or a brace of any kind. No bags, no tubes, no pending surgeries. I am so blessed. And I thank God for another year. And Julie Blaha is with me. And Julie, you said the only thing better than being 52 is what?
Being 53. Hey. I'm 53.
Woo! Now, how do you celebrate your birthday?
My husband puts steaks on the grill.
Yeah.
And then all the grandkids come over, come to my house, go to the basement, see what we can break. That's the best way to do a birthday.
You that grandmother. And then when we get the kids back home, we got to retrain them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's the best.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not. Not for the parents. And see, that's me. Like Sean was like, what do you want to do? You want to go somewhere? And he's like, getting a babysitter. I'm like, look. You got the best food. You cook better than any chef in the city. Why are we going to go somewhere, pay somebody to eat their food, and then we got to get the kids dressed up? They're going to be itching. They're going to be mad. They got to sit still. It's going to be dark. It's going to get cold. We're going to have to park. We may have to walk. Let's just stay home, cook something, watch Princess and the Frog, make some beignets. Call it a day.
Beignets.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's what I was thinking that's what I'm going to do tonight. I think I just want to go home and spend some time with the babies, with my babies. That's what I'm going to do. But you are going to be spending some time with me in just a couple of weeks.
I'm so excited. I'm particularly, my big brag is that I was there at the beginning. And
you
so I was able to be the first one too.
First one.
And it was so helpful in my role trying to serve Minnesota, especially because, you know, my focus is I oversee about $60 billion of local government spending primarily, right? How mm-hmm. cities work, townships, counties, school districts. And so talking to people, especially entrepreneurs and people who own small businesses, they're deeply connected to local government.
Mm-hmm.
So this is it's such a gift when you bring a group of experts to where I work and
right.
let me get that. That is just a huge gift to me, to legislators, to anybody who's doing policy work.
And that is Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. It is going on Friday, February 16th, 11:30 a.m. We have a rally in the Rotunda. And then from 12 until 2, Black entrepreneurs who don't have a lobbyist at the Capitol are going to become their own lobbyist. They have each individual schedules that we've curated based on where their business is or where they live, so that they can talk to those legislators that are making decisions about them and about their community, about their businesses, so they can talk about some of the challenges and issues that they face. And last year, Julie, I was amazed because it was minus 13 degrees.
That's right.
We had never done this before. Nothing had ever been done like this, where Black entrepreneurs came to the Capitol to engage with legislators and then have lunch. 400 people showed up on one of the coldest days of the year. So this thing was needed.
Oh, the energy too was amazing. And it was, I got so much out of it, just to learn how to serve my constituents better. But you could also see the connections that the entrepreneurs were making with each other, and what an incredible, just opportunity again for those connections and the you could feel the ideas just sparking.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, so many opportunities were made. So many business owners got a chance to work together. Opportunities changed hands. Money was in the room just circulating. Folks were working together and trying to figure out how they could help one another. It was, I tell you what, girl, if something happened to me and I check up out of here, that's the one of the things besides my children that I would absolutely be most proud of, mm-hmm. is having the idea to put something like this together. But the thing is that I can't do it without y'all. Like, I can come to the Capitol, but if I can't get the legislators to buy in to sit and listen and talk to these business owners, then we don't have anything except a field trip. And so I have to, again, shout out you and Carla Bingham and Carrie Dietzick and Melissa Hortman and Julie Seeberger and all these amazing people who said we will meet with them. We will sit down and talk to them. Even if they're not from our district, fine. Bring them on in and spend the day with these Black entrepreneurs, listening to their concerns and talking about ways that they can help and understanding some of the unique challenges that they face. So, girl, thank you, because you're coming back. We're mm-hmm. putting you in a big old room so that you ain't doing nothing all day, but just like every 20 minutes, just meeting with another group of business owners, engaging with them and talking to them. And I can't thank you enough for making yourself available.
Oh, this is, how could I not? I mean, this, it's actually a huge gift to me, because, you know, when you work with local government, such a huge part of it is economic development. And, you know, entrepreneurs really understand how economic development is working at the very ground level. And especially in a time, and this year even more so than last year, where we have a lot of workforce shortages going on right now. If we can't lose one single part of the economy, not one segment of the population can be left behind, or we're all going to hurt. You know, mm-hmm. if local businesses are doing well, then your wages are going to be better. And if wages are better, your test scores in schools mm-hmm. are going to be better. If you've got the kind of revenue to do services, you can get your roads plowed faster. Everyone benefits when local entrepreneurs are successful. And, especially in an area where we need to keep expanding.
Mm-hmm.
Another question I'm going to have for people is, hey, do you have any accountants? I mean, right now there's this really big shortage of public and private finance people. And so I'm really interested in hearing, how are you handling your finances? How are you dealing with those shortages? And anything that, what's working for you? What can we pool together and maybe share some of this load? Because if it's good for them, it'll be good for us.
Yes. Okay. So Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Minnesota State Capitol. It is Friday, February 16th at 11:30. You can sign up at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Right at the top of the homepage, there's a button that says sign up. Click on that. We can't do an Eventbrite link because I have to physically engage with each and every person who signs up, because I got to know where you live so I can know which legislator you need to go and talk to, and also where your business is located, because where your business is, you may need to talk to a whole different legislator. So anybody who wants to sign up, I will personally connect with you on the website. And now, before you go, State mm-hmm. Auditor Julie Blaha, you done brought this glass in here.
Well, you know, I thought my first part of my birthday present to you could be, I won't sing happy birthday because I sing like a math teacher, like I was. But I was going to share this with you, but you've been so generous to say, no, I get to keep it all. And it's been called a few things, Blaha Blast, Blaha Buzz, the Blaha Editor. It's coffee and Mountain Dew. And, today I went Mountain Dew heavy, bright day, you know, bright day's coming. So I went a little brighter with the Mountain Dew. It's good. I have to say, it was one of the things I think I've done to help unify people.
Girl, you brought us together.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
That is nasty.
Yeah, okay? True. It is.
We are not in agreement that that is a good thing. Everybody's in agreement that that is nasty.
Yeah, I have united people in disgust. But you know what? At times like this, whatever we can do to bring people together, I'm willing to do.
Oh my God, you went viral with that. It was so hilarious.
I know.
Mountain Dew and coffee. It sounds like a bad prank your kids pulled on
you. But you know, citrus and coffee, there are so many cultures where they put, like, orange coffees you get in Mexico. You get a lot of places in the Middle East. You have they'll put, again, orange flower water or lemon flavors in coffee. So just now, granted, Mountain Dew is you know, it's not meant for Mexico. Yeah, it's different. It's a bolder, it's a bold choice.
Yes.
Americanizing, maybe not in the best way, but I just saying, don't knock it till you try it. And if you do try it, I'm just going to apologize right now, but I swear, I've gotten some converts. Some people like it.
I know, some people like it. I've seen those people and they walk different now. Julie Blaha, Minnesota State Auditor, thank you for coming on the Shaletta Show. Thank you for being at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
I was going through my phone and reading text messages when I saw one come across from my friend, Washington County Commissioner Carla Bingham. And she said, have you read the Star Tribune story? Have you seen the news? And I had not. I had been driving. I jumped out to go to lunch with my friends from the St. Paul Saints. Downtown St. Paul, we were laughing and talking. And when I got in my car, I went to look and make sure that I hadn't missed anything and saw that note. And I said, what is going on? And she said, it's Carrie. She's stepping down. The cancer is back. I clicked on the Star Tribune story and saw the headline, Senate Majority Leader Carrie Dietzick will step down from leadership after cancer returns. Then I went to the WCCO radio website and it was news of the day yesterday, and it was news to me, and it rocked me. It rocked my faith because I know what I pray for. I pray for God to heal my friend and for 100% healing and a miracle. And so to see the headline and read the story, it hurt my feelings and it bruised my faith because I'm just used to God answering my prayers. I'm spoiled. I'm sorry. It touched me in a way that, was a little bit different. And so I had to just regroup and pray harder and dig deep into my faith and believe for a healing and a miracle. More than thoughts and prayers, faith and miracles. So I'm going to take it up a notch because maybe I was at thoughts and prayers. So I'm believing for State Senator, Senate Majority Leader Carrie Dietzick for miracles. And so I'm so glad that Julie Blaha is here, Minnesota State Auditor. She is in the studio with me. And I know that you got the news as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you a moment to react to that.
Oh, it is always just frightening to hear news like that. You know, I think anybody who's ever dealt with cancer in any way, the word, you know, when you have something return, that's always your fear. But it's something to remember about Senator Dietzick, though, is while she was going through cancer treatment last year, she led one of the most amazing legislative sessions ever. They did more than they have done in decades, and she did it with humility and style and grace. And if she can do that while going for treatment, if anybody can beat this, I mean, Senator Dietzick's the one who can. So I'm glad she's taking time for herself so she can focus on her health. But I'll tell you, really, if anybody can do this, it's Senator Dietzick.
And baby, the way she kept everybody together, mm-hmm. the way the legislation kept passing one thing after the next thing, after the next thing to support families and the community and children. And I mean, and how folks came together, Republican and Democrat and independent, and people began to look at Minnesota from other parts of the country. And she is now one of the most respected politicians, not just in Minnesota, but throughout the country.
Absolutely. 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 And she is, and she, it's how she shares power, how she, treats people with such dignity. There's just this incredible balance, just the perfect leader. And so, that's a loss, you know, that she's going to be stepping down. But I'll tell you what, again, I'm praying for her too. And I never count her out. It's amazing what she can do.
I'm going to tell you, because when y'all were standing on those steps at the Capitol, signing that historic legislation, and she was standing back there, and you knew that she was going through her own battles and her own challenges, but she stood so tall and so proud and so firm as a leader in the Minnesota State Senate, that whether you are Republican or Democrat, whether you believe in what she's fighting for or not, the respect mm-hmm. of her commitment to the people. Because I'm going to tell you something, girl. I have a toenail that it might hang. I have a pimple that needs to be popped. I have a hair out of place. I'm not coming to work, okay? You let the car look like it might be on flat. If I need a little bit of extra gas, it's a wrap. I'm calling in. I'm an easy quitter. I really will give up, especially on a job. But, you know, in the midst of everything she was going through, girl, she stayed focused and committed and was one of the hardest working people on the Hill.
Well, and in 1 year, I mean, just that last year, she's done more than most legislators will do in their whole career. And so, you know, even at this point, she already has this incredible legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're safer because of her. We're more free because of her. We've got better opportunities because of her. And I'll tell you, I hope she's extremely proud of that.
And you know what? I just need to tell you this. And I need you to relay this to your team and the governor. I don't think that y'all talk enough about what you have done to make it safe for families. What Carrie and everybody has done. The first time I met her, my son had a concern about his younger siblings who could not talk. Philando Castile had just died. He went to the Hill. He chatted with her. Andrew was 10 years old at the time. And the next thing we know, she's got autism officer training funding so the police officers can understand how to talk to people who have autism who may not be responding, you know, things that they can look for. And that was funded. She made sure that it wasn't just some handouts or some pamphlets. They had some money for real training. And so I was talking to somebody the other day and I said, you know, y'all just not bragging enough about the families who are moving to Minnesota because of the legislation that you passed last year. I bumped into a dad from DeRidder, Louisiana, who moved here. I bumped into a mother from New Mexico who moved here. A lady from Arizona DM'd me, and I just went to lunch with a woman who has 5 autistic children who just moved here from Atlanta, Georgia, all because they saw the stories on CNN or read them in USA Today or followed somebody on social media who were talking about the things that the legislators in Minnesota are doing for families. And I know y'all don't like to brag in Minnesota. I know you don't. I know you don't like to toot your own horn. But at some point, y'all have got to start talking about the way that you have made this state a haven for families, especially families in underserved communities, families who have vulnerable children who are on the spectrum or have other special needs. When I go to Texas, Julie, and I start talking about the things that my children have access to, state services, state resources in Minnesota, it's something they have never heard of and did not even know existed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but we'll just play that clip because I have to say, you can't say it, you know, and that's the thing. It's not just, you know, we can talk about it, but we need everybody talking about that. Mm-hmm. You know, they hear it from someone like, you know, someone who could run for office and have to go for reelection. They wonder when they hear from somebody and hear from a neighbor. So, yeah, tell your story. People need to know what how this legislation is feeling on the ground. So yeah, talk it up. Everybody's got to talk to each other about that. And if we all have those conversations, then that kind of progress can continue.
Okay, you can't go anywhere. We've got another segment. I want you to stick around because after the break, we're going to switch it up a little bit. It's my birthday, so we're going to talk about birthday plans. And I just need to say thank you. I'm so grateful for you because you are helping me put on something that is near and dear to my heart. You are going to be there to not only participate, but to help small Black business owners in Minnesota find resources and services and gain that political, social, and financial capital they need to go from just surviving to thriving. More with State Auditor Julie Blaha when we come back. Hey, it is 12:48 and we are celebrating my birthday today. I turned 52 years old. Another trip around the sun. Nothing is hurting. Everything's working. I didn't have to be wheeled in here. I don't have a crutch or a brace of any kind. No bags, no tubes, no pending surgeries. I am so blessed and I thank God for another year. And Julie Blaha is with me. And Julie, you said the only thing better than being 52 is what?
Being 53. Hey. I'm 53.
Woo! Now, how do you celebrate your birthday?
My husband puts steaks on the grill,
yeah.
And then all the grandkids come over, come to my house, go to the basement, see what we can break. That's the best way to do a birthday.
You that grandmother. And then when we get the kids back home, we got to retrain them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's the best.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not. Not for the parents. And see, that's me. Like Sean was like, what do you want to do? You want to go somewhere? He's like, getting a babysitter. I'm like, look. You got the best food. You cook better than any chef in the city. Why are we going to go somewhere, pay somebody to eat their food, and then we got to get the kids dressed up? They're going to be itching. They're going to be mad. They got to sit still. It's going to be dark. It's going to get cold. We're going to have to park. We may have to walk. Let's just stay home, cook something, watch Princess and the Frog, make some beignets. Call it a day.
Beignets.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's what I was thinking that's what I'm going to do tonight. I think I just want to go home and spend some time with the babies, with my babies. That's what I'm going to do. But you are going to be spending some time with me in just a couple of weeks.
I'm so excited. My big brag is that I was there at the beginning. And
you
so
were.
I was able to
first
be the first one too.
First one.
And it was so helpful in my role trying to serve Minnesota, especially because, you know, my focus is I oversee about $60 billion of local government spending primarily, right? So mm-hmm. how cities work, townships, counties, school districts. And so talking to people, especially entrepreneurs and people who own small businesses, they're deeply connected to local government.
Mm-hmm.
So this is it's such a gift when you bring a group of experts to where I work and
right.
Let me get that. That is just a huge gift to me, to legislators, to anybody who's doing policy work.
And that is Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. It is going on Friday, February 16th, 11:30 a.m. We have a rally in the Rotunda. And then from 12 until 2, Black entrepreneurs who don't have a lobbyist at the Capitol are going to become their own lobbyist. They have each individual schedules that we've curated based on where their business is or where they live, so that they can talk to those legislators that are making decisions about them and about their community, about their businesses, so they can talk about some of the challenges and issues that they face. And last year, Julie, I was amazed because it was minus 13 degrees.
That's right.
We had never done this before. Nothing had ever been done like this, where Black entrepreneurs came to the Capitol to engage with legislators and then have lunch. 400 people showed up on one of the coldest days of the year. So this thing was needed.
Oh, the energy too was amazing. And it was, I got so much out of it, just to learn how to serve my constituents better. But you could also see the connections that the entrepreneurs were making with each other, and what an incredible, just opportunity again for those connections you could feel the ideas just sparking.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So many opportunities were made. So many business owners got a chance to work together. Opportunities changed hands. Money was in the room just circulating. Folks were working together and trying to figure out how they could help one another. It was, I tell you what, girl, if something happened to me and I check up out of here, that's one of the things besides my children that I would absolutely be most proud of is having the idea to put something like this together. But the thing is that I can't do it without y'all. Like, I can come to the Capitol, but if I can't get the legislators to buy in, to sit and listen and talk to these business owners, then we don't have anything except a field trip. And so I have to, again, shout out you and Carla Bingham and Carrie Dietzick and Melissa Hortman and Julie Seeberger and all these amazing people who said we will meet with them. We will sit down and talk to them, even if they're not from our district. Fine. Bring them on in and spent the day with these black entrepreneurs, listening to their concerns and talking about ways that they can help and understanding some of the unique challenges that they face. So, girl, thank you, because you're coming back. We're putting you in a big old room so that you ain't doing nothing all day, but just like every 20 minutes, just meeting with another group of business owners, engaging with them and talking to them. And I can't thank you enough for making yourself available.
Oh, this is, how could I not? I mean, this, it's actually a huge gift to me because, you know, when you work with local government, such a huge part of it is economic development. And, you know, entrepreneurs really understand how economic development is working at the very ground level. And especially in a time, and this year even more so than last year, where we have a lot of workforce shortages going on right now. If we can't lose one single part of the economy, not one segment of the population can be left behind, or we're all going to hurt. You know, if local businesses are doing well, then your wages are going to be better. And if wages are better, your test scores in schools are going to be better. If you've got the kind of revenue to do services, you can get your roads plowed faster. Everyone benefits when local entrepreneurs are successful. And, especially in an area where we need to keep expanding. Another question I'm going to have for people is, hey, do you have any accountants? I mean, right now there's a really big shortage of public and private finance people. And so I'm really interested in hearing, how are you handling your finances? How are you dealing with those shortages? And anything what's working for you, what can we pool together and maybe share some of this load? Because if it's good for them, it'll be good for us.
Yes. Okay. So Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Minnesota State Capitol. It is Friday, February 16th at 11:30. You can sign up at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Right at the top of the homepage, there's a button that says sign up. Click on that. We can't do an Eventbrite link because I have to physically engage with each and every person who signs up, because I got to know where you live so I can know which legislator you need to go and talk to. And also where your business is located, because where your business is, you may need to talk to a whole different legislator. So anybody who wants to sign up, I will personally connect with you on the website. And now, before you go, State Auditor Julie Blaha, you done brought this glass in here.
Well, you know, I thought my first part of my birthday present to you could be, I won't sing happy birthday because I sing like a math teacher, like I was. But I was going to share this with you, but you've been so generous to say, no, I get to keep it all. And it's been called a few things, Blaha Blast, Blaha Buzz, the Blaha Editor. It's coffee and Mountain Dew. And, today I went Mountain Dew heavy, bright day, you know, bright day's coming. So I went a little brighter with the Mountain Dew. It's good. I have to say, it was one of the things I think I've done to help unify people.
Girl, you brought us together.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
That is nasty.
Yeah, okay? True. It is.
We are not in agreement that that is a good thing. Everybody's in agreement that that is nasty.
Yeah, I have united people in disgust. But you know what? At times like this, whatever we can do to bring people together, I'm willing to do.
Oh, my God. You went viral with that. It was so hilarious.
I know.
Mountain Dew and coffee. It sounds like a bad prank your kids pulled on
you. But, you know, citrus and coffee, there are so many cultures where they put like orange coffees you get in Mexico. You get a lot of places in the Middle East. You have they'll put again orange flower water or lemon flavors in coffee. So just now, granted, Mountain Dew is, you know, it's not a mint from Mexico. Yeah, it's different. It's a bolder. It's a bold choice.
Yes.
Americanizing, maybe not in the best way, but I'm just saying, don't knock it till you try it. And if you do try it, I'm just going to apologize right now, but I swear, I've gotten some converts. Some people like it.
I know some people like it. I've seen those people and they walk different now. Julie Blaha, Minnesota State Auditor, thank you for coming on the Shaletta Show. Thank you for being at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol.